When Jesus called some people to come and follow him, I'd say they hadn't the slightest idea of what they were going into. But they did feel that it was an opportunity that they should grasp, because it might never come their way again. So the first few fishermen, they said, maybe we might get into some form of power. We might be able to get our hands on a bit of money and things like that. So it took time for Jesus to get his message across to them. And I could imagine how they were feeling and questions they would have been asking. And I have here just a few of the questions that maybe one of those disciples or apostles might have been asking. Happy the poor. Surely, he says, you mean happy the rich. The rich can have whatever they want. The money is coming in fast, and money opens all doors. So happy the rich. This would be what the disciple would say. So Jesus would reply to him, yeah, all people need a certain amount of material things to live on with dignity. But people who are materially rich, are they ever happy? Are they ever satisfied? All doors may be open, but maybe not the door to the kingdom of God. Happy are you, he'd say, when you realize that it is not the amount of money you have, it's not your savings, it's not whatever possessions you may have, but the kind of person you are. That is what counts. And the disciple would say, you're telling us to be gentle. You must be kidding. If you're gentle, people will walk all over you. People will be afraid of you if you're tough. You'll get results. And Jesus would reply, no. Happy those who are gentle and kind. Happy those who get on in life without trampling on the vulnerable people. Gentleness, he would say, is a form of strength. Look at the gentleness of a mother with a child. Look at the gentleness of a surgeon in an operation. It's a form of strength. Then the disciple would say, well, look, surely happy are those who hunger for power, for status, for fame, those who want to be celebrities. Ask only if it benefits you. Jesus said, happy are those who have standards, values, and are prepared to live by them. What people hunger for is for love, for hope. Then the disciple would say, well, happy those who keep up to date with the latest styles. Plenty of tattoos and every kind of thing. Be with it. And also, people today are much more concerned with hygiene rather than morality. Jesus would reply, happy are you who have clean hearts, because it is from the heart that all our thoughts, our words, and our deeds flow. It's good that people want clean rivers, clean air, so on. But the greatest pollution that we encounter is evil. Things like pride, anger, hate, lust, greed, envy. These are all dangerous pollutants. Then the disciple might finish up by, you know, he says, the best commandment of them all, and I see it, he says, is the 11th commandment. Don't get caught. And Jesus would say, how dark the world would be if everybody adopted that attitude. No one can escape the eye of God or one's own conscience. Blessed are you, he would say, when you make a stand for what is good and for what is right. Then, together, we can make a better world.